Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, June went exactly the way I thought it was going to go. Was it? And I'm glad it's over.
Devin, after she had like, she told me, she goes, I talked to Gina and she goes, she's like, I can't believe she's traveling so much. I told her, I was like, yeah. I was like, you know, it really pisses me off.
I know. You're like,
anytime it's like, well, let's, you know, I need to come out there, but you know, every time we talk about travel, you're like, I just can't afford it. And all of a sudden it's like, you're like, I'm going to New Orleans. I'm going to San Diego. I'm going to Tahoe. I'm going.
I know. It really makes me sound like I'm full of shit. I know. I know.
Oh, just you how, do? Oh, you know, the owner.
I know. Believe me. I'm just glad that, that it's over. That sounds so mean.
For like a week. It'll be over for like a week.
No, travel. No, I'm not going anywhere. I don't think until Bali. I can't.
Help me.
Help me.
Hello.
Just a fucking shell of myself.
Gina's at home. Just like, you know, she just is tired. And then Daniel or Marcus or anyone comes over and is like, all right, hey, we're going to go here. And she's like, okay.
I know.
They're just like making her. All right, here we go. Grab her. Let's go.
Oh man. Yeah. It was super fun. It was fun. But, how many times have you said how much you hate American Airlines?
No, I hate it. I've also, because I do hate them so much.
Yeah.
I also just have to like, Dude, I have a story I'm going to tell you after this, but it's okay. It has to do with like, maybe I shouldn't say I hate American Airlines. I feel like someone's going to be listening to this. And I know. Like, oh my God, she's such a bitch. And then I'm going to get like terrible seats. I'm always going to lose my flights or my spots or my.
Well, no, supposedly go ahead.
It's just not, I rarely have good experiences on their flights. And
well, it's fresh in my mind. So I'm going to say I hate American Airlines. Yeah,
I can't change it. Like when I have to fly them, you know, some people be like, well, don't fly. Well, it's like, man, sometimes the way flights are, like the way it was like during COVID and then the way it is now is like, it's your only option sometimes, like depending on where you're going.
Right.
You know, and so
what time you have to be there.
You just suck it up knowing like, well, this could go bad.
Yeah, man. It was.
You go into it being like, well, Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel. No, it was so, I mean, honestly, it worked out fine for us. I felt bad for people who were like trying to like get somewhere. Like we were just trying to get home. We had gotten where we needed to be.
Oh, tell everybody, give everyone just a quick little rundown of.
Okay.
Quick overview of like where you've been so far and then where you just were.
Okay. Well, so I think everybody already knows I was in Vegas. Well, no, I was like I feel like the last 2 months I was in Orlando, then I was in San Diego, then I was in, where was I? Vegas, then Vegas Tahoe. Again.
Yeah, Vegas.
Because remember I did Vegas Tahoe. For the last minute show, then Vegas again, then Tahoe, then New Orleans. But the last Vegas, Tahoe, New Orleans was all like, I was home for 2 days and leave again, then home for 2 days. But basically it was for Marcus's birthday. And he had planned it so that we would get back on Saturday. So everybody would have Sunday to rest and then go back to work on Monday. And Saturday, everyone's going home, getting on their flights. And so we get there. And of course, I'm the idiot that decided to, I mean, I'm thinking New Orleans for like four or five days. I'm going to check a bag. You know, I want options.
Yeah.
But apparently I was the only person in the group that checked a bag. Everybody else had carry on. And I kept making fun of everyone like, oh, you're wearing, oh, it's like a badge of honor. Like, look how cool I am. Like, I don't really even have to think about it. I can go unprepared, you know? So I'm just like talking shit the whole time. And then of course, you know, this whole flight thing happens and, you know, it's a pain in the ass because I'm the one that has to like go check the bag, go find my bag, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, oh, and I am also the only one that ran out of clothing. How that?
Sorry, I'm having trouble connecting to the internet. It looks like an issue with the router and Echo device. So try restarting them. Unplug both.
Alexa!
Plug the router back in. Wait 30 seconds.
Hold on.
Once the router is back on and connected to the internet, plug in the Echo device.
Okay, I'm going to go unplug her ass.
Okay.
Yeah, Alexa's going crazy. Anyway.
She's spying on you. She goes, where have you been the last 2 months?
She actually works for American Airlines. She's like, you said what? I'm turning off your internet.
I'm turning everything off.
Oh my God. Anyway, I can't remember where I left off.
Dude, I feel like that might be our future. The way the world is, like all of a sudden, just like you say something wrong, and all of a sudden, it's like you're put in like timeout, and you're like your lights turn off, and like you know maybe big like metal, your house turns into like a bunker.
Yeah,
you're just like fuck.
You will not leave until you say you're sorry. Take back everything you said. Yeah. Anyway. I'm the only person that ran out of clothing, which everybody was making fun of me. But it's cause I was like lending clothing and shit. So anyway,
oh, you 100% were lending clothing. I know who went.
Yeah. So anyway, so we get there. And so Marcus is standing with me and I'm going to go check my bag. And all of a sudden all hell breaks loose. I mean, he gets an alert. We were supposed to fly out at 2:00. We had a connecting flight in Dallas. Our flight got pushed back to like 6:45. So we were not going to make our connecting flights. And we were like, well, okay, we'll just stay in this line. Luckily we were already in line, because all of a sudden like hordes of people are like getting in line because they're all getting alerts, not just for our flight. There were like canceled flights, all this stuff. And so, you know, we finally get up to the desk and she's like, the only thing I can get you guys on is 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. And we're like, well, fuck. Okay. And I, you know, it's always just like, I just want to get home. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I felt bad for people. There was like people standing next to us that are like telling the lady, like, I have a wedding to be at, like tomorrow, mm-hmm. you know, and all this stuff. And so at least we didn't have anything we had to get back to. So then we get to Dallas and then we get off the plane and they're like, oh, just go to customer service. It's right across from gate A20 or whatever. So we're walking down there and we're looking and we're like, holy shit, is that the line for customer service? It was backed down like at least like 4 or 5 gates. Ugh. You know how much room there is between those.
Oh yeah.
And so we're standing there and we're like, this is crazy, you know? And so we're standing there and then they go over the intercom. They're like, so if you're waiting for American Airlines, we are out of hotel vouchers and we're out of, or what they say, oh, if you've come in, you may not get your bag until sometime tomorrow night. And everyone's like, what the, you know, so that's like an uproar. So we all just collectively decide, I'm going to go see if my bag's here and we're just going to get a hotel and then deal with it on the phone later. So we go and do that. We luckily find a hotel. Then we go downstairs and Daniel and Marcus had talked to the customer service downstairs, which they could totally help us. Mm-hmm. So they give us these vouchers. They're worth $12 mm-hmm. for meals, $12. And then the hotel was going to be like $100. Well, how many hotels out there for $100 a night? There aren't. Unless, I don't know, you want to get bed bugs or something.
Oh yeah.
And, so then, you know, and anyway, we made it and we go to the hotel and then Daniel quickly diverts us to the bar. And I find out later it's because they told them that since his reservation hadn't gone through on Hotel Tonight, there'd been other people coming in and that we may not have a reservation.
Mm. Cool. He's like, all right, go get a drink.
He did.
And there you go.
He did.
And you're like, okay, you're going to take care of it.
I mean, at that point, Megan and I didn't even want drinks. We were just kind of like sitting there like, do you want, I don't know. I guess, I mean, I don't know. What do we do? So then, and then they were like, oh, there's only food until 10 at this hotel. It's like 9:45. So we're like, oh, okay. So we'll go and we'll order food. So we go and we're like, hey, can we order food? She goes, oh, usually you can, but there's a wedding going on. And we're like, no, no.
Like, do you have any vending machines?
You know, well, no, luckily there was like a place down the street that they could like walk down and get food. But anyway, so it all worked out. They upgraded us to like 2 king suites. So Megan and Marcus are in a king suite. Daniel and I are in a king suite. And yes, we were just friends for those of you out there who are everyone's constantly like, wondering. Yeah. Ooh, nope. Just friends. And so, we're in this very, sexy hotel. Then they go and get Indian food. I have never had Indian food. And I talk about it all the time. I've had like samosas, like, but like not actual, like Indian food.
Yeah.
Like from very an Indian good restaurant. Yeah. And that's all I keep hearing. So they walk down to this Indian food place, come back. We're all eating food. I'm like, wow, this is really good. You know, it's real spicy. I love spicy.
How's your butthole?
Funny story.
You're getting to that point? Okay. I'm excited.
Funny story.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Russian roulette.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, we've always joked about that.
Yeah.
I've always joked about it. But we go to bed. Daniel is out. You're already laughing. You know. Daniel is out. Thank God. And so it's like, I don't know, like 1 a.m. and I'm like, oh dude, my stomach hurts really bad. So I go in the bathroom. Well, the way that this hotel is set up is that it's got one of those stupid barn doors.
Yeah.
And has a gap in it. Mm-hmm. So like, if I've got the light on in the bathroom, I'm literally staring right down to Daniel's face, sleeping on the pillow.
Yeah.
Like the way it is. And then at the end of the bathroom is a sexy shower. So it's like, yeah, it's like an opaque window. Mm-hmm. Right. So, so I'm like, oh no. So I run to the bathroom. I don't turn the light on because I don't want him to see me.
Yeah.
There's no sound control.
Yep.
All I can say is the sounds that were coming out of me, I sounded like a, I don't know, like a 10-piece band. Like there was just,
fuck. That is so funny.
I mean, I'm 52 years old. I've taken
I sounded like a 10-piece band.
I did. I was like, we've told a lot of shit stories on this podcast, unfortunately for the rest of you. And I'm gonna say I've taken a lot of dumps by the time I'm 52.
Yeah.
This was the craziest thing that's ever happened to me to date.
Were you just full of a lot of air too? So it was like a lot of farts.
It was air between. I mean, I don't want to go into too much detail. There was just a lot going on, a lot of explosion, a lot of waiting. Anyway, it was
like a big band.
It was, like I said, yeah, it was like there was just a lot. And the whole time I just kept saying to myself, like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. we've always talked about like burning butthole. My butthole has never burned that bad ever. I felt like somebody just fed my butthole like ghost pepper sauce or something. It was just horrible. And I'm in this like hotel room, and thank God it was a friend and not like on a date or something, but still it's not like, you know, I'm not like a big, like you and I talk about it, but I don't know. Anyway, it was very embarrassing, and I have the light off and I don't want to turn the light on because I'm afraid it's going to wake him up. So I don't know what kind of mess is back there. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to like put my, flashlight to the back of me up in the mirror to see like if like I don't know if it's on, you know, you're trying to wipe. God, it was just a mess. I felt like an infant had just had a blowout.
She's gonna say
it was so bad.
You're like, I don't know if it's up my back. I don't know.
I'm checking the toilet.
My hair was down. I don't know if I rubbed it in it.
It was so nasty. God, I was so disgusting.
So did Daniel hear you? Did he wake up?
He did not. He didn't wake up, thank God. And so then, and you know, I'm like wearing like these white pants. I just kept like imagining myself like waking up with just like a skid mark up the back of me. Mm-hmm. I really did feel like Ben Stiller in Along Came Polly. Yes. I felt exactly, it was like, that's all I kept thinking about.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And so You know, I'm like making sure the bathroom's all cleaned up. I'm making sure I'm cleaned up. And so that just kept happening all night. So it was like till like 4 a.m. We had to get up at 7. So I'd had like 3 hours of sleep. And then Daniel like wakes up and goes, hey, how'd you sleep? I go, I'm never eating Indian food ever again. And he just lost his shit. He could not stop laughing.
Oh my God.
He's like, what happened? I was like, thank God you didn't hear me. Oh my God. I had the camera and I didn't want to wait. Yeah. Anyway.
You're like, it was like a big band in there.
It was. Well, and then I was so worried because now we're going to the airport. And what if this keeps happening on the plane?
Yeah, not good.
It kept happening in the airport, but thank God not on the plane. So yeah, it was an experience. Never again. I know some people. And then they were like, well, we all eat the same food, Gina. I said, you were correct. But I don't know. I don't know what it was.
It didn't like me.
I think it was just the accumulation of June.
Yeah. June had its revenge.
June had its revenge.
June was like, Indian food.
Let's put the icing on the cake.
There's never been a better time. To lose a few pounds.
Oh my God. I'm just one Indian food meal away from my goal weight.
God, that's so funny.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. You made it home.
I made it home. And tried to just get back to normal yesterday. Went to the gym, went to work, you know. Back to my life. Can't tell you. It feels so good. It really does.
It feels so good.
Feels so good.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is my story.
Okay.
What were you going to tell me?
Well, remember the podcast where we were talking about my experience with, we were talking about customer service and lack thereof.
Yes.
This day and age.
Yes.
Well,
another one strikes again.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
One, we were talking about the place where when I was dealing with our boat.
The boat place, yeah.
Rogers. Roger called my uncle.
What? Oh, no. Oh, I know what you're going to say. Shut up. Somebody heard the podcast and told him?
Yeah, so... Roger, obviously, I don't really know much about it because my family knows freaking everybody.
Oh, you got yourself in trouble, huh?
Well, actually, I didn't get in trouble because I was being honest. But I was immediately worried. I was coming downstairs and my dad walks in and he like starts talking to me, like asking some sort of questions. Like immediately, I can't remember exactly what he said, but at a certain point, it got to something something podcast, and I was like.
It happened again.
Dude, my heartbeat was in my toenails. I was like, I could feel it in the top of my head. I could feel my hair growing. I was like immediately stressed, like, oh fuck. Are you in trouble, Dad? Like, did I do something bad? Yeah. He didn't give a shit because, well, I guess I shouldn't say that. I learned that I'm apparently a professional shit talker. So he didn't care because I didn't say anything that wasn't true. But on the topic of the people that are listening, I stand behind the fact that I do think that customer service is really, really easy to be overlooked. And, you know, it shouldn't matter. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, you know that there's a comment from Rogers on the YouTube video. And I responded back to him. I was, you know, thankful. Thank you for reaching out and for being concerned that, you know, you don't want something like this to happen again. You know, they did give a lot, some information about how, you know, it's summertime and it gets really busy. And sometimes they are 2 to 4 weeks out. And the only time that they take, like someone might get precedent in like an appointment is if you actually bought your boat from there.
Okay.
Okay. Whatever. But I do, I responded and I do understand. I definitely understand being busy and I definitely understand, more than anything, moments where when dealing with people, maybe business or a customer or whatever it is that you're in, could be a family member. When you are busy and you have a lot going on, it can be extremely easy to, I guess, like forget about the importance of customer service. Mm-hmm. Now, with that said, you guys, I'm not saying that they should have immediately seen my boat. No. But what I am saying is that the way you communicate, it really does matter.
Sure. Well, we did.
Yeah. And this is a, you know, it's a prime example of, you know, they didn't know who I was. I wasn't going to be like,
do you know who I am?
Yeah.
And then you tell them and they're like, who's that?
Yeah, exactly. Apparently my uncle got a phone call and they were saying, who is Brooke Entz? But so one thing I do want to say on the podcast is I do stand behind the fact that I think that customer service is very important. I was never expecting that. I would have never expected them
expecting
to,
special treatment. Yes,
I would have never expected them to drop everything to like get my boat in. No, all I asked for is if they could just take a look at it, because we didn't know what was going on and it was going to cost me a bunch of money to, you know, rent a boat and go down that rabbit hole. Now, and the only reason I really thought, you know, they would be like, yeah, bring it by, we'll have some look at it. Cause in my mind, and obviously this is probably a pitfall, but in my mind, I assumed, or at least I thought if it were me, you might say like, bring it by, we'll take a quick look at it. But depending on, you know, if we're able to find anything, we may need to schedule schedule an appointment, but we don't have anything open until XYZ.
Right.
But it was just like cut and dry. No, you know? And so it sucked, but I do want to say, I appreciate Rogers reaching out. And I'm not sorry for being honest about my experience. However, I can self-reflect and realize, you know, everyone has moments where when you're stressed or busy or dealing with something, we might forget the importance of how we communicate to somebody, especially being someone who is a consumer of a product you have, whether it's you're a personal trainer, or you're working on boats, or you are, you know, I don't know, working in the drive-through at Taco Bell. I said Taco Bell because Gina loves Taco Bell.
I do love Taco Bell.
But yes, if you guys are get your boat worked on at Rogers, you don't need to stop taking your boat to Rogers, okay? And honestly,
we're not trying to put anybody out of business.
No. And I do believe, though, that even though it may have not been great to hear, I think any business or business owner wants to know, you know, when things need to be tightened up for experiences for not only the employees there, but for the customers. And nothing about me, you know, sharing my frustrations or experience was in a way to only, I guess, talk poorly about my experience because I didn't get what I wanted. It's not that at all. I think that everyone deserves really good customer service. And because of my mom worked in, I was a waitress too, but my mom loved serving and she was always in, you know, always had jobs like that. And she owned her own bagel store. And so she's working with customers all the time. And my dad doing construction, I've just been around it a lot. And it sucks to even have my parents experience like poor customer service where they go somewhere where it just never used to be like that. So I think that it's important that people, if you hear it or, you know, have someone else give you a review or something about what's going on. And I also am taking this advice for myself, you know, it's, mm-hmm. you don't immediately dismiss it because it makes you upset. If there's gotta be some sort of truth in there. Obviously everyone has different experiences, but if you're in the business of serving some sort of service, well, you want people to have, like, you want them to come back and you want people to have positive word of mouth. You want them to share positive experiences to bring you more customers. And it seems so easy, but it really can be tough if you're, again, you just have a human moment where you don't think about, you know, customer service constantly, especially if you got like a million things on the book. So you're super busy and maybe tons of people have just been asking things of you over and over and over again. And you're just kind of at your wit's end of having someone else ask you for something. And I understand that, but again, it's just part of the business. If you want to have good customer service, you want your customers to have a good experience, you just have to, I guess, think about those things more often.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's easy. I am saying people are human and we have human experiences and we get emotional and we get busy and we get stressed. So not mad about it. I appreciate you reaching out, Rogers, and anyone who goes to Rogers, keep going to Rogers, you know, because if anything, I may have just solved the problem for you. No, but Gina, oh my God.
I'm just dying laughing.
I'm downstairs. I'm talking to my dad and Todd comes in and I just look at Todd and I go, I don't think I should podcast anymore.
I mean, the thing is that there's no way that you can be honest about something and not upset some people.
I know.
And hopefully, you know, I think we've talked about it on here before.
Our goal is literally to not upset people. And from what I was,
it's not to hurt people, but it's to be honest.
Yes. Todd told me, he goes, you're a professional shit talker. And I was like, wait, what? And he goes, yeah. And I was like, without even knowing it, like I'm an unintentional professional shit talker.
But you know,
so it made me, you know, I started trying to think about like myself, like, well, shit, like that's not my intention at all. And no. he was telling me, he's like, I think it's more like when you're, you know, you and Gina have, you're just banter and you're talking and like my tone, he started talking about my tone. And I was like, well, I mean, I can't argue with you there. I just, so all I can do, you guys, is try to better explain myself.
I don't think that you're a shit talker. I think that so many people, when they come on a platform, they're overly careful about what they're saying.
Yeah.
And I think that we're just trying to have a normal conversation like we would have. And I feel like that's why people enjoy listening. Cause they're like, oh, they think that sounds just like me. Or, you know, it's not like we're obviously not scripted. We've made that very clear.
Yeah.
Do you listen to us? And unscripted. And I think we're just getting to a point in this society where we have to so over edit ourselves. So it's not to offend someone. And I think the difference is, I don't think we're shit talking. I think we're being honest, but we're not doing it with the intent to hurt somebody. It's never been like, oh man, like, you know, let's fuck this guy over. Like, you know,
yeah.
Don't go to this guy's business.
No, dude, Gina.
It's just, this is an experience in the day of our life.
So I had called, you know, and I was sitting with, like, talking to my parents or whatever. And the reason, like, too, it's they didn't know, no one thought of it in a way, like in a bad way, was because we have had, like, I haven't personally, because my brother-in-law either takes the boat in or my dad takes the boat in or my brother.
Right.
There has been, and we'll just say this without saying, there hasn't been a place in a long time in Southern Utah that really has been worthwhile to work with.
Yeah.
Been more of a pain. And it's so funny because I was at dinner with my brother and his girlfriend. And he had a really, really bad experience with a company here in town and working on his razor. So ATVs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, should I say the name?
No. I think what you've learned at this point is no, don't say the name. God.
I almost want to though, because yeah. You know, this company really did screw Cody over. I mean, wow. And there's no way. They basically blew up his razor. They worked on it. He had already put in oil in it. They went in to work on it. Someone emptied the oil, didn't refill it. They, you know, whatever, bad process. They did what they were supposed to do, but they also did a lot of things they weren't supposed to do. Like they didn't refill the oil. They emptied the brand new oil and didn't refill it, and a lot of problems, and then blew his razor up. He takes it in. They basically can't do anything for him.
Sorry, you can't prove it.
Yeah. Not taking responsibility because blah, blah, blah. And then they had it where they were supposed to work on it. You know, he was like, he just went to go pick it up. They didn't, they're like, we don't have it. It's out in Washington at our warehouse. He's like, what the fuck? Goes, gets it there. It's sitting outside, has three flat tires and all of this like pieces, like equipment off the RZR that they've taken off is just in a pile in the back seat. I mean, it's a mess.
What the frick?
So just like the worst experience ever. Yeah. And they can't do, I mean, they wouldn't do anything for him.
It's not that so they can't, they won't.
They won't.
They won't.
Yep. And they won't admit that, you know, they really, really did a terrible job. So he's, we're sitting at dinner and his girlfriend's like, you should talk about this one.
She's like, go get him. Go get him. True. Like my sister, like, so, you know, I work with Michaela and my daughter, Kylie. So my sister and my daughter, and like, we're up in the accounting office and we're constantly like hearing these, there's like, so like we constantly were saying accountability, nobody takes accountability anymore. It's like, you know, the bank goes, oh, you know, you're, so-and-so didn't get your check, but, it shows that it went through and, this other person, like somebody basically stole a check from a business that we had sent like a $6,000 check to. Somebody stole it, cashed it. And they're basically saying like, it's not our, the bank's saying it's not our problem. It's like, you cashed it. Like they obviously didn't have the ID. They weren't this company.
Yeah.
So like you cash it. So like, basically it's like this game of like, who's going to take responsibility?
Yeah,
my cousin, like, the other day, this is hilarious to me. My cousin has a pool person and the person came in and I guess the pool was low. So the guy was like filling their pool. So he just threw the hose in, filled the pool, like leaves, forgets to turn the hose off.
Oh, cool.
So luckily they weren't like out of town.
Yeah.
It like ran for the whole day. It's like all flooded. He calls the pool guy. The pool guy goes, oh, that wasn't me. And he's like, well, I mean, I don't know who else it would have been. Like, nobody's, who else would be filling my pool? I mean, like, you were here. And then he was blaming. He goes, well, I think to help you not do that again, still not take your responsibility, we should get you a shutoff valve, an automatic shutoff for your hose. And my cousin Morgan goes, yeah, I don't need that. Cause I turned the hose off. You didn't turn the hose off. And so they're going round and round about it. So then Morgan goes back. The guy comes back, puts the shutoff valve on the hose.
And charges him for it.
And charges him for it.
Savage.
even though it was never his problem in the first place.
Dude.
And he's like, dude, what the fuck? And so finally they're going back and forth. And finally, the guy, you know, he has to call like the water district. Like, I mean, you know, You're going to charge me for all this water. Da, da. Finally, the guy admits to it and basically says like, well, like I didn't, you know, cause Morgan was like, dude, I just want you to admit to it and like maybe pay for like half the water, you know, like I'm not trying to like take away your business, but I think it's got to the point, excuse me, as I'm like, it's gotten to the point where people feel so liable for things. And it's almost like they're like, I can't afford that. You know, like the pool guy, I think was thinking like, oh my God, it's going to be like this gazillion dollar bill. And I can't afford that. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm just going to say I didn't do it.
Yeah. It wasn't me.
No, it wasn't me. You know? So yeah, it's definitely like an accountability problem. You know, it's like, nobody wants to admit to anything. Cause then they got to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, and they should pay for it.
Yeah. And the reality is this,
their mistake.
You know, when you have a business and you have employees, just because especially as like a business grows, right. And it gets a little bit more popular and you have more people coming in. It's like the attention to like detail or like,
sure,
you know, it can get lost and it can get a little lost or a little, the water gets a little bit dirty and that's just normal. That's why people that end up not doing a good job, they go in for their like review interview and they're like, man, we got to let you go.
Yeah.
You know, like it's it's okay. It's okay for, you know, when someone has a poor experience at a business or wherever they are, it sucks. However, as long as if you don't say anything, you know, you're really doing them a disservice because you're just going to, you know, whoever is the business owner or the manager, if they don't know what's going on and they obviously can't be everywhere all the time, sure. You know, like things are going to fall through the cracks. People are going to do whatever's easiest. And that's normal. Well, and that honestly, is just
people
human.
Just make mistakes.
Yeah.
People make mistakes.
Wasn't me.
Yeah. Wasn't me. I literally just saw you do it. Nope.
That was not me.
It's like when two people fart in the room and one person's telling the other person, that wasn't me. And you're like, I mean,
I think it was you.
I didn't think it definitely was you.
Anyways, but I thought it was pretty funny. And I also thought it was really funny because I had to have this like conversation with myself in my head, of course, uh-huh. Of like, because immediately like, I'm not someone who I'm not mean. Like, I don't enjoy being mean. I'm not mean. And so when immediately I thought like, oh my God, like, was it wrong of me to be honest, like just to tell an honest experience that I have. And then I started thinking like, well, no, because just picture me talking to myself.
Oh yeah. I do.
No, because all you did is you just told your experience that the people have had a few times and I shouldn't, you know, and you shouldn't have to like keep it in because it might hurt someone's feelings because then you don't solve any problems. Like that right there is an issue. Right. That right there in business or working with people is such an issue for us to stay in a state where like you have to be so careful to not upset anybody. Like how can anyone get better or how can you make changes? Like if we're talking like a company, if you're constantly just never trying to like, you know, hold people accountable for what they did or give them feedback because we should all be wanting to be better or having improvement. If we don't do that because we're so scared of offending or upsetting or really saying something, because then it's like, well, what if that person gets upset and then they go and, you know, try to like, you know, get me fired because I offended them. Like there's all kinds right. of, you know, things that could be going on.
Right.
And that sucks. You know, if we want to be better, and no one can be great from the beginning. No one knows what they're doing from the beginning. Like it takes right. trial and error and practice and learning. And, you know, so that's just normal. But
yeah, I think that, right? I think that's the lesson though, too. It's like, well, if I'm willing to say something, then I have to be willing to deal with the confrontation or the, it's not even a repercussion because it's not like something happened back. I mean, but maybe a repercussion.
I've thought about it. I'm like, what if I just like went into Rogers?
Why would you go there?
Well, because I've had all these thoughts, right? Of like me going back and forth of like almost feeling bad, but then not feeling bad because, you know, if it didn't necessarily need to be said on my podcast, but it's my podcast and we're talking about customer service and how sometimes it sucks. And that right there is what people deal with all the time. But I, you know, went back and forth of like, well, maybe what if I go in there and be like, hey,
I think you're sorry.
But I'm like, and I was visualizing myself like walking in and people being like, like it's just giving me like evil stares.
They just have like, I don't know, posters up with you with like the eyes scratched out or something. Big like anti signs. Yeah.
Oh man.
I love it.
Anyways,
I love a good oopsie daisy.
Yo man, we got some oopsies.
Oh, they're the best. All right.
Yeah. Oopsie daisy.
Oopsie daisy.
Well, I am off to Salt. Oh, I'm going to Lehigh,
mm-hmm.
Utah. So not all the way into Salt Lake. I'm heading up there to do some tactical training.
Like rolling and stuff.
Tactical
shooting. Okay.
Yep. I have not.
I don't know why I thought of rolling. Oh, I'm, you know, not... like somersaults.
Oh, tactical rolling.
Ooh. Yeah, tactical rolling.
Just out of the car. All right, and go. Just practicing like quick escapes.
Yeah.
I am. It's like, I don't even know how to say it. Cause I'm going to, what I want to say is I'm getting into, but I don't know if I'm necessarily getting into the tactical games. I would like to, but I am actually just, I'm just really interested. And I think it is, it's an interest of mine, to get, just to become a really great marksman and be very, you know, be tactical. I like that kind of stuff. I like the feeling of just being able to have more skills that are, I'm able to, it empowers me to be able to protect myself and just like be tactical and like, I don't know, learn a lot of those things that you don't learn unless you are in the military or you go through, you know, things like training, some sort of training camps or things in that industry. So I'm very excited about it. And I don't know when, but I'm sure I do see myself competing in the tactical games at some point. I don't know when, because listen,
well, you got to see how tactical you are first.
Yeah. I'm not trying to,
where do I range on the tactical scale?
Yeah. The way in my mind works is like, I've done competition stuff. It is fun, but that's not why I'm doing it. So I plan on training and preparing for it as if I were getting ready for a competition to go and compete in the tactical games. But I am like, that's not the most important part. Like if I end up never doing a competition, that's fine. Cause what I'm interested in is the fitness side of it. So the tactical games, you guys, it is fitness and it's like functional fitness and shooting. And they have, I guess, like a lot of different categories or things you can compete in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of, it's like you have to wear tactical vests. So do you remember when we did Murph and I had my weight vest?
Yeah.
So it's like that. So you have to wear a tactical vest. Women have to have 12 pounds in it. Men have 15 or something like that. And you wear these, you have all your gear on the whole time. There's running, there's sled pulling, there's heavy, like sandbag carrying. So it's a lot of physical, more like, I think like grunt work, you know, or like strongman type stuff, but like things that you would be faced with potentially in a sort of tactical situation, right? If someone who is, a lot of people who compete in it are post-military, which is, it's kind of like CrossFit. It's a really cool outlet for someone to have the opportunity to continue to just train and work on those skills that, you know, you come back from, I don't know, spending so many years in the military, a lot of people like that tend to like gravitate towards things like CrossFit because it has that competitive edge. You're pushing your body to a limit that like is, you know, it's really painful and uncomfortable, but it's like addictive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know much about it. I actually haven't gone and done anything that is like, you know, resembles one of their events, but I'm just focusing on training some gun skills first. And hey, you guys, those of you that like, you know, you're not for guns, like don't come at me. Okay. And that's okay. If you're not, I understand why. And that's totally fine, but don't come at me for no reason. It would just be super ridiculous. From Southern Utah. You know, my family hunts, we raise cattle, we eat our own beef.
Yeah.
So,
so drop it.
I'm just, you know, I never really say that, but if you choose to still come at me, okay, that's all right. I don't really read the comments. So, but yeah, I'm excited. What I'm the most excited about is after a really rough year, it's like, I haven't really had anything that makes me feel like motivated to do something.
Yeah.
So, and I think a lot of people we talk about, it's like fitness, like going to the gym. For most people, I feel like it's such a moment. It's like me time, right? They go, they kind of like shut their mind off. They leave all their work at the door, whatever. Well, when that was your job for a long time, it just doesn't feel the same.
Right.
And for me, it's too, if I'm not competing in CrossFit, it just,
it's the way I'm motivated, it just makes it a little bit more difficult for me to really want to kill myself, especially when I'm dealing with a lot of, hormonal stuff, things where like my body's really extra sore and I don't recover super well, and it, which makes it even harder for me mentally to try and get in there and get work done and get good work done. And so what is I've noticed with the idea of me getting, you know, potentially getting into the tactical games, I feel really excited about it.
And yeah, you have something to look forward to.
It's not like this big, it's not big like the CrossFit games. It's like, I'm not looking for that.
Yeah.
The idea of like getting, you know, getting in and like it has the whole fitness aspect and like really hard stuff, but then also skills and just something to challenge me and me to like, that is exciting. So I'm excited because I'm actually have like a motivation goal. Or a goal to work on. And I haven't really, you know, I've been more, I don't know, depressed and melancholy. So yeah.
I'm excited for you. You don't want to see my feet.
Oh.
That toe is still bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to drop it like it was hot on the dance floor. Just knocked myself out.
You're like, hey guys, watch this.
I did. They said the woman with drinks was behind me. Just kind of went like, oh God, is she okay?
You're like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't wear heels. So I like had like my combat boots on or like my Doc Martens.
Yeah.
Cause it kind of holds my foot in. And I was like, oh, this seems like a good idea. Real wide legs.
Oh, you know, like a daddy extra, long leg.
Yeah. Real extra weird.
Oh yeah.
Just dropped it and just went whoop. Sam just nonchalantly just comes over, just picks me up.
Well, so cool.
Yeah, so cool.
He's the coolest.
He's the coolest. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, five star rating,
5-star warning, and we'll get back to you.
We'll get back to you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.